This is KZSC 88.1 FM, KZSC.org, broadcasting from the University of California at Santa Cruz. My name is John Malkin, and this is Transformation Highway. Today you'll hear an interview with African blues guitarist Viu Farkutori. He and his band are playing this Sunday, May 15th, 2022, at 8 p.m. at Felton Music Hall. They'll be performing songs from the new album Les Racines, which translates as The Roots. The album is set for release by World Circuit Records on June 10th. It's Viu's fifth studio album and is a wholehearted reconnection with the Songhai music of Mali in northern West Africa. Viu Farkutori recorded Les Racines in Bamako, Mali, in his home studio, which he built and equipped just before the COVID-19 pandemic caused shutdowns across Africa and the whole world in early 2020. Viu named the studio after his father, the eminent African blues guitarist Ali Farkutori, who passed away in 2006. The rhythms and melodies of Les Racines are exciting and complex, interlocking in surprising and exhilarating ways. Viu's guitar dexterity and groove are masterful, and he invited a remarkable group of African musicians to participate in recording this album, including Madou Traor on flute, Kandia Fa on ngoni, Salamoni Kane on calabash, and Toumane Diabate's younger brother Madou Sidiki Diabate playing kora. Sheikh Tidiane Seck adds incredible keyboards, and Amadou Bagayoko from the band Amadou and Mariam adds guitar. Viu Farkutori was born in 1981 in Mali and took up guitar even though his father discouraged him from entering what he called the bureaucracy of professional music. Viu Farkutori has collaborated with Dave Matthews and jazz guitarist John Schofield, as well as Israeli keyboardist Aiden Rachel as the Touré Rachel Collective. He's the subject of a new documentary titled Viu de Niafunk by director Ian Campbell. Here now is Viu Farkutori and his manager and bass player, Marshall Henry.
I'm Marshall, one of Via's two managers, and I'm here with Via.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm good. It's just a little bit cold outside.
Where are you?
San Diego.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We played Lafayette like 2 days ago, so yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're in California.
I love California, so it's good.
Yeah, good. Wow, yeah. I love your music and your father's music.
Thank you so much.
Hey, tell me about this new album, because I think you're trying something a little different, returning to the roots of traditional music in Mali and northern West African music. Tell me why that's important to you, putting together something more traditional.
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult, but I want to try to make it, you know. it's a long time I'm doing like this music, like, my own music, you know, because I have to like do my own role, you know, let the people know, okay, this is what VFR is doing, my platform, you know, myself. Because the music, the new music I make now, it's the music like very similar to my father's music. It's very similar. This is the go back home, see. But before that, I think if him, you know, my dad used to, he have Grammy Awards, you know, in his music. He's, you know, the top level in what he's doing, you know. So I say, okay, if I take this road, it's no good. Because he is really like in the top. So I have to do something new, the Viu Farkutori songs. Many years, like now, we say how many years we are
Since your first album?
Yeah.
It's 2006?
2006 to now, I don't know.
16 years?
Yeah. Now we say, okay, now everybody knows this is what VF Akatori is doing. So I can be back to the Russian. I can go back to the home and, you know, grab the traditional stuff and go ahead. You see?
I'm glad that you have done that. And I like all of your music.
Yeah.
And I love traditional African music. And I was a little crazy when I was 23 years old. I hitchhiked from Tunisia, Algeria, Niger, Burkina Faso, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast. And so I've always been drawn to Africa and love African music. You have amazing musicians with you on this album. Amadou and the keyboardist who is so great in so many different things. What are some highlights for you of the people you were able to bring together?
You got Suleiman Kain, who played Calabash with your father.
Suleiman. We have Suleiman. Mm-hmm. No, we take Suleiman. We take many, many musicians from, like, is Suleiman Kain play with my father? It's the flute player. Play for it in Ababa. I try just to bring, like, also the musician, like, from North Mali, you know, to have this original things, you know. So I always on this area to make music, but take some people from, like, you know, Sheikh Tijan Sheikh or Amadou Mariam, and also bring this traditional music, this traditional musician, very, very traditional music musician, you know, to bring together. Even it is very small, it's good. So I always have this thing to do, you know. But, you know, to doing like this music, you have to have like the very, very traditional guys to play this music. Because this is, I don't say it's my music. It's, you know, it's my father's music, you know. It's how we describe it. This is my, say it's, it's my father's style, you know. It's like this. So to do this style, you have to, you know, be very special in terms of the make these things here.
I think that's true. And I'm listening to the album, and it's very complicated in a way, the way it interlocks. And sometimes, and this is very exciting about African music, that there's kind of a 1-2, 1-2, but then there's a 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And you can come in both ways, depending on how you listen to it.
Yeah. You know, it's difficult, but, you know, it's
what you're used to.
Yeah, it's what I'm doing.
The rhythms that you grew up with.
Yes, because with this, well, I have this music in my, I think in my blood, in my hair, you know, so for me, it's just the music that I grew up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I read that your father said, don't follow in my footsteps. And and did you really in secret practice guitar and you didn't tell him?
No. I didn't tell him when I'm speaking. I'm playing. I'm starting to learn guitar. I think the first time I remember, one of his friends used to go back and say, "Oh, your father listened to you in his the window."
Yeah, out the window.
At the window, when you play. I say he's there. He say, "Yeah, he's starting for like 20 minutes. Listen how you play the music, how you play the guitar." Because he don't want me to be a musician because, you know, the bureaucracy of the music. Because he never go to school. This people don't know, maybe. He never go to school. So he don't read the contract. He don't read anything. They're going to just give him and he sign. He don't know what he signed, you know. It's just, you know. So it's until he go with Nick Gold in the World Circuit, he say, now I'm good. You see, so it's why he always tell me, no, music is not good. Music, it's not the music, but it's the people working the music. Yeah. So we have many, many problems, but You know, I always tell her, no, I finished my school. I am professor, music professor. So if you give me something, it's not clear, and just, you know, send to you and say, no, clear this part. It's not good. Mm-hmm. But it's the same. You say, okay, you see. And it's just, and this time, you know, when I'm speaking to him, I say, no, I'm going to school. I know how to read the contract. I know how to do the contract. So don't worry about this. He's starting to, you know, to learn me a little bit, the guitar. He say, okay, and let's see. But so when he listen, sometime I play the guitar, he say, okay, I think now I don't have choice. I have just to, you know, to give him some secret to play. You know, so he starting the nights, just him and me, you know, playing. So he give me some lesson. It's crazy. Because every night we play for like 30 minutes, 1 hour. It's like if I'm, it's like two, three years lesson. Every night for me. So when this why when I'm taking my first album, you know, I'm starting to play guitar, to learn guitar in 2001 in the school, in the Institute of the Arts. And in 2005, I'm recording my first album. And the people say, how you can you play the guitar this? And 4 years, you play guitar and you already do your album. Wow. So I think it's because you say have good professor.
I'm glad you had that chance to learn from your father. And it sounds like every night was a journey.
No, I have this chance, you know, so we travel together to go to France, to go to South Africa and stuff. So, you know, you see, I have this chance, you know. But it's good if he's here today, you know, to see he playing somewhere and playing somewhere and say, oh, daddy, how are you? You good? How is your concert? I say, how is your concert? Just sometimes it's coming and be like this. Okay. But it's life. The life's like this. Mm-hmm. So,
This is KZSC 88.1 FM, KZSC.org, broadcasting from the University of California at Santa Cruz. My name is John Malkin, and this is Transformation Highway. You're listening to an interview with Northwest African blues guitarist Viu Farkaturi and his manager and bass player, Marshall Henry. The two are discussing Viu's new album, Les Racines, which means the roots. Here again is Viu Farkaturi. It's still such a weird time, and life was already very strange on planet Earth 3 years ago, and now it's more strange with the pandemic. And how did you, maybe in some ways it gave you some opportunity that you didn't have, but I imagine it was difficult also recording the album. How did it go recording this during the pandemic?
You know, I'm already planning how plan to record this album before the pandemic. Talk to with Eric all the time about the album. I want to do the album like my father, the album, simple album, you know, very like special things and, you know. But until the time he said, okay, it's good like to build my own studio at home, because it's coming like a little bit difficult to have like to work like this. Every time you call the guys from the studio, ah, we don't have time, wait for tomorrow, wait after tomorrow. I say, okay, I want to build my own studio. I have space, you know? And I say, Marshall, okay, so what are we going to do? You know, we're doing tour. I say, okay, I need maybe to put like the half of my money in the staff for the studio. It's how we're starting to do the studio, you know. And end of the studio is the beginning of the COVID disease.
Yes, so the studio was finished just in time.
In time to...
Yeah. Because I went to Mali in January 2020, and I brought like a bunch, like the final equipment that he needed for the studio, like cables and compressors, stuff, microphones and stuff. And then, so I recorded on the album a little bit, and then that turned out to have been perfect because it was kind of like the last opportunity to bring like suitcases of equipment to Mali.
So it's, I say, well, let's go. Now we're going to record it. It's when we recorded an album, you know, we stay there. I say, okay, now we have time to record every day, every 2 days, I come to the studio. So I put fleet, I put something. No, this is not good. I'm changing. You know, we're doing the album, you know, until it's not very far. So when we sign with World Circuit and Eric say, okay, now we have to give them the album. So we have to do the final finishing for the album, you know. So we do all the stuff very quick and say, okay, yeah.
Kind of going back to your original question, like the album couldn't have been arranged in this way if it wasn't for COVID, because Viu was able to really work on the arrangements like for over a year, like recrafting the songs, adjusting guitar parts, thinking about which musicians to add. So that was like the one good thing about COVID, that he had all this time at home to really work on the album. And so that's why it came out so beautifully.
And I think it's a good time to build the studio, because we do many, many stuff from the... I work for United Nations and stuff, doing their, you know, I'm doing many things in the studio at this time. I think it's helped me a lot because at the same time, Nick would like to finish one of the albums he may be gonna do for my father. It's at the same time I work on this album too. I didn't have like time how the other musician did, you know. So sit at home, don't do nothing, you know. I think for all 2 years,
you're busy.
I'm always busy, you know, to making songs, they're making, you know, it's always doing something.
Mm-hmm. Marshall, I'm glad that he has your help and that you got there and did all that to set up the studio right in the nick of time. That's good. I think for a lot of musicians and artists, it's been really hard because there's been no shows, but for a lot of people, it's been a surprise, really rich time because you didn't have distractions and there's been a lot of creativity. So it's been surprising. I just wanted to ask you too, sort of about politics, just if it's important if your music presents something political. And I just want to add that during the pandemic time, one of the surprising things has been in the United States, and I think around the world too, people were freaked out. I was freaked out 2 years ago when the pandemic started. And then Black Lives Matter movement got very big here, and other movements too, with people saying, well, I wish that we would go back to normal after the pandemic, and I don't want the normal to be how it was. And people are wanting everything to change, the way that safety happens, the way that healthcare happens, the way that education happens. And I'm not sure that's still such a strong feeling, but I wonder if your music, you are bringing ideas about peace and change, if that's important to you.
It's very important to me to have this piece, you know, bringing, it's like in Mali when they're starting to do like, I don't speak many times to the political stuff, you know, in Mali because they say apolitic. The politic in Mali is no good. You know, it's like the people don't think how they have to think, you know. So if you say something, it's just, they think you are this part. It's not because, they don't understand, say, okay, he said this because it's this. No. So I never speak like, but when I'm singing, for sure, I say what I want to say.
And you have a song on the album, Be Together?
Yeah. I have always. I always state exactly what I want to say, what the music.
So yeah, you have a song on the new album, Be Together, and that's about like the people of Mali, you know, it's just being together, even if it's different.
Because now in Mali, it's coming like a little bit difficult between the people, you know, it's like several parts. So I think what I have to do, it's just, you know, in my music to tell the people like how they have to be, you know, have to be. So, but it's still very bad in Mali. So still very bad.
Yanga jigi yake, yedi yeda
This is KZSC 88.1 FM, KZSC.org, broadcasting from the University of California at Santa Cruz. My name is John Malkin, and this is Transformation Highway. You're listening to an interview with Northwest African blues guitarist Viu Farkaturi and his manager and bass player, Marshall Henry. The two are discussing Viu's new album, Les Racines, which means the roots. Here again is Viu Farkaturi.
Do you want to tell the story of when you went to Niger?
Yeah.
I want to tell this. I think this is like an incredible story. So Viu had a concert in Niger. It was going to be like his second concert leaving Mali during COVID, like all this time. So first concert, he went to Morocco. The second concert, he was going to Niger. And because of the political problems in Mali, he couldn't fly directly to Niger because the border was closed. But one country he was able to drive into, and that was Burkina Faso.
No, it's closed.
Actually, the border was closed to Burkina Faso, but Viu knew how to get into Burkina Faso, drive across.
Yeah.
So he drove his car from Bamako to Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso, a 10-hour drive.
Yeah, something
like that. And then he took a flight from Ouagadougou to Niamey, Niger, played the concert. It was a beautiful concert. He flew back to get his car. And as he was leaving Ouagadougou, there was a coup at the same time in Burkina Faso, and he hears like gunfire in the distance, and he drives as fast as he can, and he got out of Burkina Faso, and then they closed the border completely right after that. So it's an example of how hard it can be to be a musician in Mali sometimes.
No, it's not like here in Mali. To being a musician, it's like you are choices, you know. But we don't have choice. We have to do what we would do, you know, like this.
No, 1987, I went to Ouagadougou, and there was a coup there 2 weeks before I got there. And, and there was a coup. You weren't allowed to go out at night, and there were machine guns on the corners, and Thomas Sankara had been killed.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's crazy. I think politics is not the solution anywhere. There's some other solutions that have to happen.
Yeah, but the this politics, you know, I think the political guys, they just see their own interest.
This is KZSC 88.1 FM, KZSC.org, Santa Cruz. My name is John Malkin, and this is Transformation Highway. You've been listening to an interview with Northwest African blues guitarist Viu Farkaturi and his manager and bass player, Marshall Henry. Viu and his band are playing this Sunday, May 15th at 8 p.m. at Felton Music Hall. They'll be performing songs from his new album, Les Racines. The album is set for release by World Circuit Records on June 10th. Here now is another song from Les Racines.
that's it. Allah Edo, Allah Edo, Allah Edo, Allah Edo, Kambadi Gosendo.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, thank you for making time. I really appreciate it. And I love your music, and I will see you here in Felton, which is just 10 minutes up the road here. Thank you. Thank you, both of you.
Please say hi at the show. Say hi to us.
I'll come up and say hello. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Marshall. Thank you. All right. Enjoy the day today.
Okay, thanks.